Go Light presents Murder Most Irish.
But it's kind of stupid. I found it on womenshealthmag.com.
I can tell you've been by yourself for far too long. Do you know why? Because you're fucking, everything you're saying, you're like, oh, this is so dumb. Oh.
It is so dumb. Like, it's funny questions to ask a friend.
Yay, let's do it.
We should say hello first. Hi.
It's the podcast. Yeah, I want
to
do this.
Okay, Sarah wants to do this as a podcast because everything has once again fallen to shit.
Yeah.
Nothing's going right.
Let's wait to tell you something. October to now. When I say, so as a dick. Group, we can't catch a break.
It's gone. Lads, gone to pot, as my mother would say.
Like, I don't know if the Earth is trying to give us a sign.
I feel like Mercury's been in retrograde continuously.
I don't believe in any of that shine.
So Mercury's in retrograde.
Sometimes, we've talked about this in deep.
You know what I love?
What?
Sometimes people on Instagram, they'll send me a thing and be like, if we've talked about things being shit, they'll be like, Emma, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm like, aww.
That's not the reason.
It's life. It's love. It's everything.
I did have a thing on my TikTokie where I think people who look at star signs and think it can tell some form of inclination of like what a person's going to be like should be hunted for sport.
Oh, we've just offended so many people.
Yeah, no, and I was
saying.
Like, you know, because I was like, it's never, it's always positive, right? So
it's always like, he does love you.
Oh my God, he's such an Aries.
He does love you.
And there's a like video of him bringing in like flowers and whatever. And then I was like, it's never like, we should look at Ted Bundy's star sign.
Yeah, and see. He was an Aquarius, like, probably, I don't know. But
he was Aquarius and he really loved the moon.
You know what it is though? It's the same as religion. It's looking for signs and symbols and things and trying to say that that's the reason these things are happening in your life.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you know, I saw that Jesus said is the exact same as he's a Taurus. Like, yeah. It is looking for signs and symbols. Like, that's so related to religion. And I think it's one of the reasons. I think Flavia was telling me before that the Catholic, well, I think most churches, but I know the Catholic Church in Brazil fully condemned horoscopes. Like, they were removed from the newspapers and the magazines.
Oh.
Because they saw it as like a junk science. But I'm like, you're doing the exact same thing.
Exact same thing.
But they were like, oh, we don't like people agreeing
like,
to this
Mystic
stuff.
Like, Mystic Meg used to be on the telly on UTV.
I love Mystic
Twice
Meg.
A week.
Loved her.
Remember?
I don't think I've ever looked at a star sign and gone, yeah, that's... I've never been like, oh, that's... I'm doing that because I'm a Pisces. I'm probably doing that because I'm a cunt.
Have never looked at a star sign.
Oh, I have. When I worked in AWA years ago, they were obsessed with star signs.
My mum used to read them out to me.
Yeah,
and I just,
that's what they used to do to me. They'd be like reading the star
and
signs.
And my mum would read it out to me. And like most things that my mum would say to me, I'd just pretend she wasn't talking to me.
Just fully stared off into the
just be like...
Uh-huh,
I just
go away. That's
oh,
crazy.
Oh, jeez, that's very good,
that's
isn't
crazy.
It?
That's crazy.
My
wow.
go-to line with my mother when you can tell that I'm not interested, I go, oh, it's very good, isn't it?
That's crazy. No way. No way. But yeah, I've never...
Cool.
I've never, like, looked at anything.
My niece, like, Nikita, is fully into all of this.
Well, she loves... She's into the woo-woo stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are... People love the woo-woo shit. But once again, it's like... When you think about it, if everything is going to shit and the world is falling apart and everything is a nightmare, and which currently everything is a nightmare, finding
you turn to conspiracies, people, religion,
and star signs.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of people go to that as like, oh, well, this is a definite thing, and this makes sense, and I can rely on this thing, and it's like, no. There is some arsehole in a publishing company writing these books and being like, because he's a Pisces with an Earth, Moon, Rising sign in Taurus. Girl, log off. Log the fuck off. None of this is
like,
real.
Are you a late Libra or an early Libra?
I don't know.
I was a Libra until 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this means. I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone.
I'd love to really offend people. I'd love to get a random star sign zodiac tattoo. And then when anybody be like, oh my
Such
God, are you a Pisces? Be like, no, I just really like it.
Just I thought this symbol was really,
really,
really
pretty.
Nice. If Nikita listens to this, she's going to tell
Libra.
The two of us to go fuck ourselves.
Nikita just be always like, you're such a Libra. I'm like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
My mom.
It means your mom and dad rode at a certain date.
My mom used to say, Sarah, you're such a Libra. You're so balanced.
Fucking
You bring balance to this house.
Oh my god.
You really level everybody out.
Fuck off, ma'am. Get a therapist and leave me alone. I'm only 10.
And you're up in the room listening to you like, ah!
Up in the room listening to Mike and Mike. Back. Over my shoulder.
Michael McKenna, 10-year-olds are definitely our market. We need to market to 10-year-olds.
I'm obsessed with Michael McKenna. And I did not know what he looked like, and I was like, I'm going to marry him.
Were you really disappointed?
Sounds gorgeous.
Were you really disappointed?
I was like, this man is older than my father, and no. My first time I ever saw Paul Carrick, he was wearing one of those little Moroccan hats with the mirrors on it.
No way.
And a waistcoat.
Hey Google, what age is Paul Carrick?
Paul Carrick is 73 years
old. Oh! He's got the you know, the old men who have the arse that droops?
Yes.
A piece of skin, he's got that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think I've told this story before. Anyway, the only episodes I've ever seen of Sex in the City, I've seen two, I believe. One is where a woman fell out a window.
Oh, yeah.
And the second episode is where Carrie was dating an older man. Carrie's the girl with curly hair.
Yeah.
Or one of them. I can't remember. One of them was dating an older man. And she was like, it's fine, I'm dating an older man. And then there's a scene where he gets out of bed naked and his arse is drooping. And she's like, I'm out.
Oh.
I'm out. She couldn't do it after that.
Do you know, I think I have seen, this is true.
What?
I think I've seen every episode of Sex in the
City. Really?
But wait for the next minute. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, I've only seen two episodes.
So I remember that it would be on and I would watch it.
Yeah.
But I can remember none of it.
Was it like in and out?
It was just one of those things that was on.
Like, I know people love it. People absolutely love it. But I just can't stand her.
I think she does nothing for feminism.
That main character girl, I can't deal with her. Like, and the thing about it is, I know it was very, very popular. And it actually was seminal in what it was. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't care. And also, you know what else it is? I don't relate to any of these characters. I don't relate to any of those women. Like, I'd love to watch a show. I have said this for so long. I would love to watch a show. The only female character that I can think of off the top of my head that I relate to in a television show is Daisy from Spaced. That's it.
Oh.
Literally Daisy from Spaced. A mess. A procrastinator. Doesn't know what's going on. Like, that's literally, every time I watch, I also, oh man, this is so stupid because, okay, so I understand that women get pregnant and have babies. That's amazing. That's life. That's a circle of life. That's how it works. When I'm watching a television show and I'm fully into a television show and then it's a female character who's like doing all the things and la la la, and then the last thing that happens to them is they get pregnant. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing here? So 30 Rock ended like that. She didn't get pregnant, but she had kids. She got to, she adopted.
Yeah,
this, she
yeah,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like it's just girls. She randomly got pregnant,
and like, yeah, and the whole thing with girls as well is like, and with those shows or any shows that end like that, it's like this thing of like all of the things that I was doing before that this only brought meaning because of this. Because
I
name.
Had, I got, and now I have a baby, yeah. And it's like, man, I don't fuck like
the one thing I will say about girls, but is the episode, the season ends with her like being pregnant.
Duffed, yeah.
It's not the season, but like, and then the last two episodes, she's had the baby and she hasn't changed.
Oh, see, I haven't seen those.
She's,
I only saw
still
when she got pregnant.
A shitty person.
But
she's
with a baby.
Still terribly scattered. She
but
still has
why,
no plan.
Why get her pregnant? Why? What was the point of her being pregnant on that show? This is a lot of the time when I watch these shows, I'm like, are you tagging on a pregnancy because it gives ratings? Like, I think that's what it is. Oh my god, this character has a big secret. I don't,
yeah,
like,
and with her character in particular in Girls, when she did get pregnant, I think there was a couple of things, and like just podcasts about Girls, which I just, you know, fair play.
We love all of them. Solidarity.
But the whole, I think the whole point was for her and that guy, what's his name? The guy that I was obsessed with for ages.
Oh,
Adam.
I was about to say Charlie Hunnam. Who the fuck is Charlie Hunnam?
He's that.
Oh, he's English
actor. Adam Driver is, there's like a whole thing where it, all he wanted was to have a family and be like a unit and this thing.
The last person on earth I would give a child to, just FYI.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a whole thing where like she gets pregnant, he finds out, and then he like comes back to try and like be with her.
Oh, okay.
And then they realize in this moment.
I've watched that
which
scene.
Which is one of the best.
Very sad.
Yeah, which is one of the best, I would say, acted scenes.
Also,
in,
they were in that diner we were in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's like, it doesn't, this isn't going to fix us.
Yeah, they realize
it's like this
it's
moment
not
of like, he desperately is like, I want this to work. And she's just like, this isn't going to fix our problems. Work. And it's not going to work. And see, no. That, and there's
that's
like this,
realistic.
Yeah, and there's like this silence to it as well, which is very realistic.
And she just starts crying.
You know, those like, he starts to cry as well. You know, it's like these non-conversations that happen between people when things are like
because you know, and your stomach is like,
ugh. Yeah, and you're like, I don't want to say it. And you don't want to say it, but we know it's happening. And then it is that she ends up in like upstate New York somewhere as like a lecturer or like something in college. And she has the baby and Marnie. Anyway, one of the girls is with her.
She stays with her.
And yeah, and it kind of is like this thing of like she has a baby, but she hasn't changed. Nothing has really changed.
She just has a baby.
And I kind of appreciate that. Because yeah. Like I had Lily and my entire life changed.
Yeah.
But I didn't change.
No, that's it. And that's what I appreciate. I just don't, it happened in the X-Files. Like in X-Files lore, from season 4, when Scully found out she had cancer, they just turned it into Scully wants a baby for fucking 5 more seasons.
Oh.
And I was like, girl, I don't fucking care about this. I don't care. Like, it just became this woman, this FBI woman who has everything, but she doesn't have a child. Like, that's how it was written. And then you're like, oh, this is written by men. It's because at the time, when you're young, you don't really think about those things. But as you get older, you're like, oh, this is written by men.
But that's how a lot of characters are written.
Yeah, this is just like, fully written
by
men.
In Sex and the City, that's how Charlotte is written. Charlotte is written as like this. She's like the perfect woman.
She has everything. Yeah, yeah.
She's put together. She's really like quintessentially girly.
That girl with the long brown hair.
Yeah, do you know she was the one? Do you know she was dating Big in real life?
Fuck off.
Yeah, two of them were together.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't know that until very recently. But anyway, her character is written in the sense of like she wants to have a baby and she wants to have a perfect guy. She gets a perfect guy and that is Kyle MacLachlan. Is that his name?
Kyle MacLachlan's in it.
Yeah. And she gets him and...
I love Kyle MacLachlan.
If you haven't watched Sex and the City...
Oh, listen, lads. It's 25 years old or something.
But he's not capable of like having a sexual relationship with her. He can't like get it up.
Oh.
And if he does get it up, it doesn't stay up.
Oh, okay.
And he's really repressed and his mother is constantly on the scene. But he's like this like renowned world surgeon and he has like, this great big house.
This is what I meant to
want.
And
he's very attractive, like, stereotypically. So this is what I meant to want. And she tries really hard and it's like this thing. But then she gets with another guy who's called Harry and he's small and he's Jewish and he's round and he's fat and she's not Jewish.
Okay.
And they end up together, but then she can't have children. And the entire thing is just about this like... She thought she wanted this. She didn't want that. And then now her arc was like she couldn't have kids.
She couldn't have kids.
And now how do we get her to have kids? And
did she have kids?
In the end, she ends up like, I think a surrogate or something.
Oh, okay.
But like, again, it's like this character arc of like, I want to have kids. I can't have kids. I want to have kids. I can't have kids. I get kids. It's really hard. I really struggle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't know if I'm happy.
And it's just like this whole thing. And
which
like,
is, of course, realistic in that sense.
But it's not the only thing that happens to women.
Yeah. And it's, you know what it is as well? I feel bad when I say that because I understand how many women want children and I completely, hands up, I totally understand that. But my issue is every single television show that I've ever watched, every single television show that I've watched since I was a kid, women were mothers. They were mothers. That's all they were. You were a mother. And if you weren't a mother, there was the whole storyline of, oh, she doesn't have kids.
Roseanne's sister.
Oh, Roseanne's sister. Oh, she doesn't have kids. Oh my God, she doesn't have a baby. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? But yeah, it's just like, I like that Broad City didn't end with either of them becoming pregnant. I appreciated that. Because I was worried that that was going to be something that happened. And I was, because that usually is what happens when TV shows. Like, Shrill didn't end like that. But the ending of Shrill really bothered me as well.
I didn't see Shrill.
Oh, okay. Shrill's great. Everybody watch Shrill. I love Aidy Bryant. She's amazing. But Shrill ended in a very weird way. Shrill ended almost like the condemnation of female friendship. Like, it ended... I won't give anything away, but if you do watch the... It's only 2 seasons. The end of season... Last episode of season 2 is almost... Oh, these 2 girls only have each other now. Womp womp. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh.
Like, it just... I don't know.
Is that not written by... Can't think of her name.
Oh, fuck. What's her name? I was so funny. I was down in Stephen Ashling's the other day and he was like, Emma, you drive me insane. I was like, why? And he's like, when you're on the podcast and you're trying to remember people's names. I was like, I know, I'm sorry. Lindy West. That's who wrote Shrill. It's a book, actually. The book is very, very good.
Is the book end that way?
No, not at all, because the season two of the show is not linked to the book in any
capacity. Oh, okay.
But season one is very much linked to the book, and it's a tough... That book is a tough read because so many women have had the experience that she had, and...
I find that, like, that whole thing... We have met women... We have met people in our lives where they have told us about men that they are sleeping with and being like, oh, but like
he hides me.
He's pretending I'm not, we're not sleeping together.
He hides me.
We worked with somebody and do you remember? They told me that story and I was like,
fucking heartbreaking, man.
Sorry. And she was just like, not fine with it, obviously, but pretending she was fine with it.
Accepting it. Being like, it's totally okay that this man has sex with me and then pretends he doesn't know me.
Not even, but he was pretending that they were, like, not seeing each other, but they were all in the same friend group. And she was like, you know, and I was like, and then...
It's fucked,
she had, like, the telltale, like, sign of, like, someone who, like, she would say to me, because I'm a big girl and she's a big girl, and she was like, I just love your confidence. How did you get your husband? I was like, I didn't sleep with men who pretended I didn't exist when I saw them in public.
Like, in... And I... There are so many women that... Like, I... There used to be an Instagram... No, not Instagram. A Tumblr girl. Tumblr blogger girl that I used to follow. She's lovely. She's a plus-size girl. And she was in a relationship. A relationship with a man for 2.5 years. 2.5 years. She never met his friends. She never met his family. She knew nobody in his life. He would come over in the evenings and have sex with her. They didn't go out for dinner. He wouldn't go to restaurants with her. He'd only order food into the house. Like, and then he would give her like stipulations of like, oh, don't text me between this time and this time because I'm with people, but you can text me at that. 2.5 years she stayed with this man, and he dumped her. And she told this story, like she wrote this story out in Tumblr, and she was like, I am so embarrassed by this. I am so mortified by this. She was like, I have close friends who don't even know about this because I was so embarrassed. But she was like, I just need to write this down because
it happened.
What the fuck? Because then she met a guy like this. They're still together. I found her on Instagram recently and they've been together for like 10 years and he's wonderful to her and she loves him and he loves her. And she was like, I went from being with a man who used to, when he would come over in the evenings, make me turn off all the lights in the house in case any of like his friends, because she used to live beside near him, in case any, because they had the same thing, same for like close friend group, in case any of the lights were on and any of her friends would be like, oh, she's up, we'll go in. He used to make her turn off the lights. Like, and when she wrote it out and I read it and I was like, Jesus Christ. And then the comments underneath it were like, yeah, this happened to me. This is my story. I did this. Somebody did this to me. I was with somebody for 5 years. I was with someone, blah, 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 blah. Like, the damage that we are doing to fat women and the damage that we are doing to plus size women, it's, I can't even get my head around it. Like, I don't understand. Like, she was fucked. She was severely damaged from that. So then when she met this other guy, she was like sabotaging it because she was like, I don't understand why you like me. So when he was nice to her, it would repel her because she was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean that you think I'm pretty? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because she was so used to this other guy being like, yeah, you've got a pretty face. Like, he would never compliment her body.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you've got a pretty face. Like, and she said to him, are you not introducing me to people because I'm fat? And he was like, yes. I don't want my friends to laugh at me.
Ah!
Bro, sorry, trigger warning for all this, because I know that there are people in this situation who have been in this situation and have had this shit said to them. Like, it's fucked. I'll try and get her name and I'll put it in the notes, because she is a fucking sweetheart. And she is, her clothes. Oh, she's gorgeous. But... just 2.5 years. Can you imagine the damage that would do to your brain?
Like, you've done, like, that's a irreparable level of, like, that man should be brought to court.
Court! And
be...
a war crime.
Yeah, like, that is a crime. That is, like...
it's beyond. And he clearly liked her, but his biases were so strong that he was like, I like you and I want to be around you. And he said that... He said to her that when he was with her, he felt completely at peace and he was so happy with her, and they laughed and they had a good time, but they laughed on a good time in her apartment in the dark.
Can I just, maybe this is a general statement, but that feels very American.
Yeah.
Like,
we've had this conversation before.
Like, even that girl that we're talking about. Correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, she's American.
She was with an American. Remember?
Yes, she was with an American.
She was with an American. She was Irish, but she was with an American.
I do think that there is a very strong... Fat phobia is everywhere. Fat phobia is in every country.
Yeah.
Fat phobia exists everywhere. But in America, it seems very pertinent. Please correct us if we're wrong, because I know people, Irish people, Irish women have been had these experiences. Like, of course, but just, why do they hate fat people so much? Like, I don't
understand. And maybe it's my own, like, because I haven't, like, I, well, you know, we've talked openly, and I've lately I've suffered really badly with my body image. Yeah. But, like, I've had people comment on my appearance and comment on my body, and, like, I've had men who told me they found me attractive because they were into the big girl porn.
Yeah.
You know, and I was, like, horrified. I've had men come back and tell me after sitting with a table of other men, being like, oh, we were all saying that, like, there's just something about you, even though you're a big girl, we'd still have sex with you, as if it was some form of compliment. Like, you know, I've had experiences where, but bro, I've never, ever had a boyfriend
who was like, I'm going to hide you.
Who was like, I don't find, like, I'm not into big girls, or I don't find you attractive.
Why would
or,
you date somebody?
Exactly. Like, I just have never experienced that. I've never, ever had that. But like, and
people have, yeah, people definitely have, like, people, like, people have, like, and also I think as well, there are certain people, unfortunately, that have a level of self confidence and a level of self esteem that they can slip into those situations,
yeah,
where it's like, any attention I get, because I don't believe I'm worthy of this attention, any attention I get, positive or negative, it's attention.
Okay,
it's like, you put a rat in a cage and give it a sweet, and every time it eats the sweet, you buzz it. It's still going to go back and eat the sweet. It's a natural thing where it's like, you treat me like shit, but you treat me, you're treating me. Therefore, yeah, you're giving me something and I'm getting something in return. But it is very sad. And I just, if anybody's listening to this and in this situation, please, for the love of God, get out.
Message me about it.
Get out.
I'll come and help you.
Like, also, do you know what makes me laugh? Like, this is going off tangent, but this is a talky episode, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I was watching, my algorithm was fucked for a little while, and I was trying to change it because it was driving me insane, and I kept getting these videos of people in the gym, couples in the gym, and a guy going up to the man, not the woman, the man of the relationship, and going, if your girlfriend got fat, would you leave her?
What?
And the man going, yeah. And the woman being like, I understand that.
What?
Girl, I need you to get a long hard grip on yourself. What the fuck? So, and then he did this for ages, and then at the end he went to one guy. So if your girlfriend, he was like, hypothetically, was in a car crash or in a severe accident and gained a lot of weight that she couldn't help, would you leave her? And he said yes, and she went, yeah, no, I understand.
What?
I was like, here's the problem. There are too many people in the gym and not enough people getting psychological help.
Yeah.
If you think going to the gym, I understand the gym helps with your mental health. Like, I hate working out, but afterwards I do feel better. Like, I do feel better after, but I hate it. I hate it. If you think going to the gym is a way to be psychologically okay, you're not. You're not okay. You need to go and get mental health help, because if that's how your brain works, there's something wrong with you. If you say the value of a person is how they look, you're fucked in the head.
Mm.
You're fucked in the head and you're going to die alone. The girls were like, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, no, I understand.
They're pick me girls.
Because you're pick me's and you're fucked in the head, and you have no self-esteem, and you put all of your self-worth in your body image. And when that disappears, you have fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Because it will disappear.
Yeah.
You're going to get older. Your body's going to change. You're going to lose your metabolism. You're going to hit 30 and things are going to go fucking haywire. And those same dudes that are saying this about you are going to leave you and start dating a 20-year-old. Are you listening to yourselves?
Like...
But yeah, that's what my algorithm was for a while, and I was going to kill myself.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all.
I was like, how about I kill myself?
Yeah.
And send it to this guy that's doing these interviews. Yeah, it's my other one of my pet peeves is people walking around with microphones and asking people questions.
I'd love someone to walk up to me and ask me questions. If someone came up to me in the gym and was like, hey, if, you know, Graham got fat, would you leave him? I'd be like, yeah.
First, I'd kill him.
I'd leave him for doing less.
Leave him for nothing that...
Will you pay me to leave him? I leave him now. Do you want to be with him?
If you give me $10, I will leave this man.
Like, but these people are... That's so sociopathic.
Also, my other thing that I hate... I have a list
actually,
of things
hang
that
on.
I hate.
Listen to this.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to take your shoes off?
That's why I'm doing
it. Oh, okay. These are so fucking... Feel so comfy.
They're really comfy.
Are these Uggs?
These are Uggs. like sandals.
They're lovely.
But I will say they're real comfy, but they're made of like rubber, so if you're in them all day, you tend to get a little blister.
Oh!
Not a big one, just a little one.
Stop rating yourself out of 10.
Fucking hell. Do you ever see that video of...
Please stop.
Those two girls that go up to this guy in like a park in London?
The Irish guy.
Oh my God.
I love him. I love him.
Rate us out of 10 and he's like, who am I to rate you?
She said, rate my friend out of 10. He was like, I'm not rating your friend out of 10. He was like, that's not a thing. He's like, there's more in life. He was like, don't be rating
yourself. And he had a I loved him. Of Stella.
I was like, this guy's a fucking legend. Like, but yeah, please stop rating yourself out of 10. If anybody asks you to rate yourself out of 10, tell them to go fuck yourself. Because that is so fucking damaging.
Yeah.
Rate yourself out of 10.
Will I rate myself out of 10 now?
Go.
10.
There you go.
10.
12.2.
Nice.
But like those videos of the guy with the camera and he's like, he says to a girl or a guy, what would you give yourself out of 10? And they're like, I give myself a 7. And he was like, what do you think somebody else would give you?
Yeah.
And then takes a picture of them and shows to a stranger and goes, what would you rate her out of 10? Gen Z need to fucking be stopped.
Do you know what I will say? Right? That's on TikTok or Instagram. Yeah. We used to watch TV shows.
We did.
Marry, snog, avoid.
Yep, we did. And they go around and show a picture to strangers on the street.
And then you get a makeover. Yep. And then they showed us.
And then they're like, oh, I'd marry her now. Yeah. Really, would you?
And the swan.
The swan.
The swan.
If anybody is not a millennial listening to this, if you're like younger than a millennial, please do yourself a favour and go and Google the television show The Swan, because that was on when I was in university. Colin, myself and the three girls we live with would watch that show. Colin was obsessed with it religiously when that show was on. They would take a quintessentially quote unquote unattractive woman and give her massive amounts of plastic surgery.
So much plastic surgery.
And then
surgery.
The worst part about it, when they would interview the husband.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what do you think of your wife? Well, you know, she's normal looking. She'll probably do it, blah, blah, blah. I don't. And then she'd come out and they'd be all like.
And no, sorry, not would she just come out. She would be gone for months.
Full plastic surgery, liposuction, rhinoplasty. They would
full gentle work
these bitches to shit.
Like.
And then bring them out and everybody be like,
yeah.
Oh, now you're a valuable member of society.
And the other thing is, and I don't know how true this is, because I don't know how believable it could be that they could keep this shit together.
Crazy!
But you wouldn't have access to a mirror.
Nope!
For the entire...
You couldn't see yourself.
So you'd go on like severe plastic surgery. Yep. You'd have rhinoplasty, liposuction, and then you'd go on an extreme diet. You would do exercise every day. You would be kept away from your family because you were fucking like... What's that fucking movie with Antonio Banderas where he turns a man into his dead wife? The mum? Mum, is that what it's called?
Or something like that. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
Fully.
Like, and anyone.
Absolutely. Batshit behaviour. And we were all like, yeah, this is perfectly normal.
Rachel's never seen The Swan.
Everybody, if you were younger than a millennial, because it's a real millennial thing, have a look at The Swan. I just remember one specific episode where I hated this guy. It was a lovely lady. I believe she was of Indian origin, I believe. I could be very wrong. I apologise if I'm wrong. And they interviewed her husband and they asked her husband to rate her out of 10. And he gave her a 3.
Fuck off.
And then they showed her that video. And she was like sobbing. And they were like, but we're going to fix it. We're going to make Chud McMayonnaise over there. With his 24 chins.
Call and this episode Chud McMayonnaise.
2.5 bellies. We're going to make him want to have sex with you. They showed her the video of her husband giving her 3 out of 10.
I'm going to ask Graham what he'd rate me.
Don't.
I'm going to ask him now.
And then I remember another episode where they were giving this other lady a makeover and they found skin cancer.
What?
So she had to go get chemotherapy and like radiation and shit done. So the episode was extended, but it took longer than it would have because she had to get all that.
But they still did it?
And then they gave her a full fucking liposuction. I hate liposuction. Can I just say, liposuction is disgusting. When they don't even show up, but when I watch the hand motion of the thing, I'm like, I can't do this. We're killing women.
My thing in The Swan as well, my favourite thing is when they'd be in like the aftercare and they'd had liposuction and they'd be like, you know, walking around the fucking bland white clinical apartment they had to live in with no mirrors, and they'd have the buckets of like all of the fat
pus
with
coming from their bodies,
and they'd be like, how do you feel?
I just feel so beautiful. I've never felt this.
So I said to Graham, what would you rate me out of 10? And he said, what game is this?
He knows. He knows what we're up to. But yeah, listen, it's fucked. That show, man. And we watched it. We watched that shit and we went, this is acceptable.
Yeah, I watched that. And I was like, I need to do this.
Fully, I was like, how do we get on this show?
And all of our teen movies as well were all about girls, like Ugly Duckling, getting with the hot teens.
She took her glasses off. She took her glasses off. Sir, what? Have you ever heard of that movie, The Duff?
Oh, yeah.
So, a duff, for anybody uneducated on this horrific term, is the designated ugly fat friend. So, it's what people in the United States, because I've never heard that term over here.
Well, we say you're duffed as in you're pregnant,
but they call it the duff, which is like if there's a hot girl and then she's an ugly friend, they call her the duff. The girl that stars in the duff, who is meant to be the duff, is Anne from Arrested Development.
Fucking hell.
Who is about a size 2. And she's meant to be the duff.
Oh my God.
Also, the fact that that movie got made, do you think they could make that now?
Couldn't do it now. But also, that girl's entire career has been people being like...
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's not...
Anne. Her?
She's not typically Hollywood. So, she's pregnant, by the way. She's having a baby. But she's not typically Hollywood. So, they're like, oh, yeah, the fat girl. The ugly fat girl. She's like a size 2 surgeon.
Yeah.
She's tiny. Anyway, the world's fucked.
The world is
crazy. Sorry, this is a talky episode, so...
Yeah, Emma and me are going to do a quiz. Are we doing a quiz?
Funny friend quiz.
Funny friend quiz.
As you can tell, we've really thought about this.
No, listen, we've had a hard week. There's a lot going on. I can make no...
Things are going bad. Everything's going bad. But we said we'd have to give you something.
I had a man in work ask me not to come on calls anymore because I was a force.
A force?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know you're a force.
Was that mentioned in a positive?
I think he's meant to say you're very difficult to deal with.
What? Yeah. Who asked you to do that?
But rather than like tell me that I was difficult to deal with, he went down the route of telling me I'm a force.
I think I would have told him to suck my dick.
My exact words were, would you tell a man that?
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think so.
A force?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So like a euphemism for you've got too many things going on.
Yeah, you're a force. You know you're a force on the call. And I was like, I just literally, the room went silent because everybody knows me.
Yeah, of course.
And I am a force. And I was like, would you say that to a man? And he was like, and I just went to him, no, you wouldn't. And I was like, actually, it's my job to come on the call. So I'm going to come on to all of them now. How many of them is there a week? 3? I'll be on them now.
You gotta change your name to The Force.
Yeah, I used to just be on one every 2 weeks, but now I'm
now you're a bitch ass gonna deal with me 3 times a week.
Yeah, and Rachel was like, God love him.
But like, is everybody here? Yeah, this is The Force. Yeah. I'm here. Please. I'm not even joking. Please do this.
The Force is arrived.
I just need to speak. Hi, it's The Force. Do that. Please! And record it. Screen record it.
And what was it? Oh, there was something else today as well. He said, oh fuck, what was it? Said something to Rachel about like not being able to like understand something about like something I'd written, and I just went to her, I can write it down but I can't make you understand it.
I can't make you comprehend that. It's in plain English.
I was like, that's it. I was like, I've written this email 3 different times in 3 other ways.
Stupid bitch.
You goddamn bitch.
Okay, so Colin's gonna put an ad in here.
Hey Colin, tell us about the Patreon.
Sure thing, Lily Pops. Hey there, MMI fans. It's me, Colin, and do I have news for you. It's all going down over at www.patreon.com/murdermostirish, where we've totally revamped our Patreon offering for you mega fans. That's right. Now all of your favorite Patreon stuff can be found in one place as we bring you our MMI Super Show exclusively for Patreon, featuring all the usual banter and chat between Emma and Sarah Jane, plus me thrown into the bargain, along with Lily's Tales, Maximilian's Bell Bag, and some surprises along the way. But that's not all. Every single week, due to popular demand, we will be bringing you a full-length story, whether it be Miscellaneous Most Irish for those cases that just don't fit on the main show, Murder Most International for those cases you guys have been crying out for, or even Music Most Awesome, where we talk about our favorite albums. But wait, There's even more! How about MMI Drive, the fan favourite podcast show where Emma and Sarah Jane drive around Dublin talking about all sorts of shite, plus our monthly Ask Me Arse segment where you get to pick the brains of the girls and maybe even ask me a question or two. So what are you waiting for? Come on over to www.patreon.com/murdermostirish and join in the fun for only €6 a month.
Give my mammy €6.
Okay, so... Okay, question one.
Go.
If you got to choose your name, what would it be?
Oh.
If you were in Sarah Jane, what name would you choose? If you could change your name by deed poll, as they say.
I don't know. I like my name.
Oh, that's not the question.
I know. I'm sorry. What name have I always liked?
What do you want?
probably something ridiculous. Shania.
Shania Heffernan.
Shania Heffernan.
Shania Heffernan.
I've always liked names that are like flowers.
So yeah.
I would have loved to be like Poppy.
Yes, that's
or,
a great name.
Or I love Penny. I would
Penny's
have loved
a great
to be Penny.
Name, yeah.
I'd love to be Beau.
Beau is such a pretty name.
Yeah, I would have loved to be called
Beau is
either
a
of
gorgeous
those two names.
Name, yeah.
What about you?
I have a ridiculous one.
Go.
Two. Bandit or Dolly?
Bandit is no one.
I want to be called Bandit. I love that name. It's a great name.
I could see you as a Dolly.
Yeah, like, I think I'm never going to have children, but I think if I ever had a little girl, I would have called her Dolly.
Yeah. I regret that we didn't call Lily Penny.
Penny's
such
a cute name.
It was in the mix,
name.
But she just
why
looked
did
like
you
a Lily.
Say, oh, that people always
Lily
say that.
Lily wasn't even in the choice.
Oh, wasn't it?
No, Lily was not an option. And
oh.
Then she came out and I was like, oh my God, you're a Lily.
She's a little Lily.
Lily Harper.
A little Lily.
I thought she was a little boy.
Lily of the Valley is
yeah,
my mother.
Yeah, when she was hanging out
her.
My vag, I said to Graham, what is it?
It's a boy.
And Graham said, I can't tell. It's just the head.
It's just the head.
I was like, I can't push anymore.
Okay, so what TV show would you want to be in?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah,
I'd love to be in 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be in 30 Rock. But is this like a lifestyle question? Like you'd want to be in a TV show because of the lifestyle that they live?
No, just like if you could be a character in a
Lorraine
Italian.
And Seinfeld.
Who?
Not Lorraine.
Elaine.
Elaine
and Seinfeld.
Elaine
That's
and
a great
Seinfeld.
Answer. That's a great answer.
Because Elaine is one of the few female characters.
Elaine's the best character.
That is not written like female characters.
And also it's the same D in her. D from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They write D as just like a funny person. It's not
yeah.
because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And they did the exact... And that was quite like exemplary for the early 90s.
Yeah.
To be like, Elaine is just as awful as these three men
yeah.
are like, which I love. Elaine Bennis, man.
The soup. Nazi episode.
The Lame Menace is fucking amazing.
I'd like to be, oh, but I'd also like to be in Arrested Development. I'd
like to
be in
Arrested Development too. I would love to be in Arrested Development. I don't know who I'd like to be though, but I would like to be in Arrested Development. Mine would probably be Elaine in Seinfeld as well, or I'm trying to think of somebody else. Daisy in Spaced, just because it's the only person that I look at and woman wise and I'm like, oh, she's a mess.
Yeah. I love Daisy.
I love Daisy. Let me see if it, no, these are stupid.
Show me, what are they?
Oh, if you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it?
Oh, this one's easy. Right.
This is going to be my answer too.
First thing is, the bread's very important.
Yeah.
Right? So none of this central baguette nonsense.
No!
You need to get yourself down to what Tasty Treats in Ballyferma.
Mm-hmm.
They do a fresh baked crispy roll.
Fuck yeah.
Right? It's crispy. Soft
delicious.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Right? You need to take that roll. You need to bring it home. Right.
If anybody doesn't know how to shop,
you need to go in
or buy
very
food.
Cheap.
This is how you buy
they
food.
They do 12 rolls for like €2.
They're so cheap. I don't know how they're so cheap.
Like
Tasty Treats.
I don't know.
Fair fucks to you.
12 rolls €2. And then when you're in there, buy 6 donuts for €2. Also.
And also buy the they do gorgeous slices of carrot cake, tray baked slap carrot cake. It's gorgeous. Get that.
Yeah, but get yourself the donuts as well.
Get
€2,
donuts,
6
yeah.
donuts.
Cream
what
donuts.
Are you doing
cream
going
donuts.
Krispy
cream donuts. Get cream
anyway,
donuts.
Right, up to the house you go. Now, what you need is some very good crumbed ham.
Oh yeah, crumbed.
Right?
It's got to be crumbed.
Then you need some sharp orange cheddar.
Oh yeah.
Then you need scallion.
Grated.
Yeah, grated. Then you need scallion.
Yep.
Then you need coleslaw.
Yep.
And you can make your own, but if you want to go all out, you'd want the one from Super Value.
Yeah.
Super Value Deli.
Also, Super Value Deli, but there's one of Marks and Spencer's is really, really good as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, or like. If you can't get that, the cheese coleslaw and Tesco's.
Fucking delicious.
Right?
Dirt,
yeah.
delicious.
Right? That's your three items. No, four items. Then if you want to really go all out, you could get a nice slice of turkey or chicken.
Okay.
And then you put tons of Kerrygold butter on that roll.
Load of Kerrygold butter.
Load it all up.
Pack that shit in, yeah.
King crisps.
King crisps.
Fresh as the day.
Yeah.
They came out of the factory.
Yeah.
And if you're buying them in the multi-pack, sorry, there's only six crisps in the bag, so you need two.
90% air.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then you got to put them on the plate and you got to put some on the roll. Then you got to squash the roll down as squashy as
squashy
you can.
Squashy as you can.
And you need
to hear that knocking.
Beautiful cup of tea.
This is the... I'm so hungry.
And then... That is
the
best roll sandwich
fully.
You can ever have. See this nonsense when you go to the States and they put no butter on the bread.
Put butter on the bread and put potato chips on a sandwich.
On a sandwich and butter on a bread. Stop this. You don't need 6 pounds of ham.
No, you don't.
You need one good slice of ham.
Crumbed ham. Also, if it's a roll, fantastic. If not, Brennan's fresh bread. Fresh bread.
Yeah.
Not next day, day after. Fresh. Day of. Gotta be soft.
I will, but the texture of that's not great for me.
Oh, I love that.
If we're going down the route of
having...
Do you
need like a tougher, like a bitey?
If we're going down the route of it's going to be bread, like a sandwich, like a Brennan's bread,
yep.
You need at least 2 packs of crisps on the bread.
Because right? You need the crunch.
Because I need the crunch.
Okay, that's understandable. Yeah. I get that. I understand that. That mine is literally that, because whenever that's like my favourite thing when I go to Sarah's, she makes me the sandwiches. They're so good. Let me just see. Oh, okay, hold on.
Graham said I'm a 10.
Good man, Graham. What is a food combination people eat that you just can't get behind?
Carrots and hummus.
Really?
Just don't get it.
For real?
Yeah, no, carrots just taste like dirt to me unless
they're
cooked.
Bro, that's one of my favourite things
in
the world.
I know, I see you doing. And when we first started to hang around with each other and you used to do it, I'd be like, oh, this is because you can eat in disorder.
No, this is fucking delicious. Although I do understand why you would think that. But no,
like,
carrots
this is the
and hummus.
Disorder
is like,
now I'm witnessing.
Man, carrots and hummus is like my favourite thing.
Carrots and hummus, I just can't get behind, man.
What? So what are you, a hummus? Pretzels or...
Pretzels or crackers or very nice crispy bread.
Also, hey, you know what you need to do is you need to go down to Tesco and you need to get the Thai sweet chili sensation crisps.
No.
Shut, don't listen to this bitch. You need to get those and you need to get Tesco hummus and you need to have that because it's fucking so good. I'm trying to think if there's any combinations that I don't like. I don't think there is. I'm pretty down with most
stuff. You've got like some fruit that you don't like.
Like combinations. I hate pineapple. Pineapple can fuck off. It's rotten. I'm not a pineapple fan. I'm also not a... What's that? I'm such an idiot. I can't remember the name of the fruit. It's not an orange. It's the big one. The
pomelo? Grapefruit?
No, grapefruit. I hate grapefruit.
I don't like grapefruit either.
Rotten. Disgusting.
Apparently you have to... The only way grapefruit is nice is if you put it under the grill with sugar.
Oh, that sounds fucking delicious.
That's how they eat in the States. That's why you see them eating it all the time.
Because I can't...
They'll slice a grapefruit, put loads of sugar on it and put it under the grill.
I can't do it, man. It's not for me. What's one item you can't live without? Oh, I hate that it's my phone.
Oh.
I'm not even going to pretend it's like... It's my phone.
Mine would probably be my car.
That's a good one, yeah.
I didn't have a car for 2 weeks
and
Jesus.
When I tell you, it was like... It was like the
it's
end
tough
of
going.
It was like the end of the world.
Yeah, no one.
These two idiots over in the house moping.
Yeah.
I said, get on the train.
We did get on the
get
train.
Get on the train.
And it was awful.
It was great. I love the train. Yeah, I think it's my phone, like, honestly, and I hate that that's my answer, but to be honest, I think that's probably 99% of people's
answers. Mine would probably be my phone too.
Yeah, I hate that.
I
hate that it is.
Why?
I just hate that I'm so fucking attached to it. Like, it drives me nuts. And because it's a little triangle of awfulness.
Oh.
Like, I was reading stuff today and I was just like, I have to get off this because there's nothing I can do. Like, I can't do anything about the Supreme Court in the United States of America. I can't do anything about Donald Trump. I can't do anything about Project 2025. I can't do anything about
What's
any
Project
of this. 2025? Oh my God, just Google it when you get a chance because my brain is melting out of my ears about it. Like, everything is just, I can't do anything. So now I'm trying to, like, follow more... like photography accounts and art accounts and do that because I'm like, it's nice things. And then I feel bad and I'm like, no, I have to know these other stuff. It's a mess. But I feel like that's because we're so attached to our phones.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to consume media the way we consume, and you're not supposed to consume bad news the way we consume it. Because we consume bad news, and then below that, it's like, hey, buy this bikini.
Hey, buy this this mixer.
Yeah, like, or it's... hey, I'm on Ozempic, but I'm not on Ozempic.
I'm certainly not on Ozempic. How'd you lose all that weight? Hi, guys, I don't want to talk about my body.
Yeah.
That's funny, because your account has been talking about your body for 4.5 years, but now you don't want to talk about it because you're on Ozempic? Anyway.
Sorry, I started her.
But, yeah, I hate that I'm so attached to it.
Yeah. But also, I like being attached. Do you know what I really like? It really bugs my mum. Being able to answer questions.
What do you mean?
Someone asked me the other day in work. They were like, you're always like, whenever we're on like technical calls, you're always able to keep up and you're always able to respond. I said, just Google real quick.
Google, yeah. Google, oh, so baby. You like the ability to just be like, okay, that's what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, no, my phone. It's my phone. I wish it was like, you know, philosophical answer, but it's not. Oh, okay, this is a weird one. I don't know if you could attend any celebrity wedding, what would it be? We both don't like celebrities, so I feel like...
I've never seen...
Yeah, I don't know anything about celebrities. I would have liked to have gone to Kat Von D's so I could laugh.
Yeah.
Because if I went to a wedding and the couple...
sang to each other, didn't they?
Got down on a stage with a piano.
Yeah.
And started singing to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Irish been, people just aren't able for that.
We're not able for earnestness. No. We're not able. I was actually thinking, you know what's really weird? It's not weird. That's not nice. It's just something that I don't see a lot of Irish people doing. I've noticed I'll follow people and they do this thing where in their bios, they'll have the @ of their partner or their boyfriend or their girlfriend or their wife.
You know, wait to tell you something.
I don't...
Emma. That doesn't happen in Ireland, because when it does happen in Ireland, it's because he's not allowed to have his own social media account.
Right? Like, put that in there right now. Like, right. I don't know if there's a couple I know and they have a joint social media account. Absolutely not. They're gonna break up.
One of them is not from here.
Oh, okay.
Not American, but they're not from here. So I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because you actually don't know how to be an Irish person.
Yeah, like we don't do that.
Graham once blocked me on Facebook. We're fully married to each other, and when he did it, I was in the States with you, and I was like,
I'm blocking this bitch.
I was in the States with you and he blocked me. And then the other time I was away on holidays and he got really sick and he blocked me, and someone had to ring me, and I was like, I can't talk to him.
He's fully blocked me
on social media.
Yeah, it's just the thing that I see a lot of, because I follow a lot of, listen, we're ragging on Americans. I follow a lot of Americans and I've noticed that they're like, bio 29 from blah blah blah, and then they'll have like a rose or a star emoji, and then the name and the other and of course I'm a nosy cunt, so I click on it and I'm like, why is that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that. Ever in a million years. I would never put the @ of my boyfriend in my bio. No. But that, I don't know, maybe it is like a thing that...
Maybe it harks back to the, like, because...
Is it like the Facebook thing?
I was going to say, back in the day, you used to put like married to.
Remember people used to put, it's complicated.
Yeah.
You wouldn't waterboard that out of me. You wouldn't torture that.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just...
Celebrity wedding.
I can't think of anybody famous that I care about that got married.
I would like to go to Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne's renewal of their vows that was on the Osbournes.
I don't remember that. What was that?
It was because I think Sharon got cancer.
Yes, I do remember that. And that looked
like a wild night, baby.
Yeah, and they had their look.
And they're very English with each other, so there's none
I love you more than anything.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, they're terrible people. But
they're
like,
awful human beings. But
back then, we didn't know. We knew nothing.
We knew nothing. We only knew that was them.
And then I would just like to see Gwen Stefani's wedding to the guy from Bush, because I really liked her dress.
I don't remember her dress.
It was white, but she had pink dye coming up it.
I do. It was beautiful.
And if I remember correctly, she had braces for her wedding.
She did. And then he had sex with their nanny, and then is now...
Which is like his thing.
And then is now dating a woman that looks exactly like her.
Yeah, you know, his thing is...
Exactly like her. It's crazy. And she's married to some country person.
But he had a kid with somebody else, remember?
He did. He has that girl, that model. That's his daughter, whose name I can't remember. But yeah, he fucked the nanny.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. So, next question. If you wore one, what did your prom dress look like? So, your prom dress is like your grad dress. Your dad's dress.
Did you go to your dad's?
I did. I went to his as well.
Collie's?
Yeah.
My dress was just a satin pink skirt with a lace black corset.
Oh, cute.
With an overlay of like pink lace so the black came through.
Yeah.
With satin pink ribbon in the back to like corset it up. And then I had a big pair of, you know, those Yaw boots. You know that like brand Yaw? You had shoes by them, your David Bowie shoes.
Oh, why are you?
Yeah, I had Why Are You like big, huge space boots underneath.
Oh, okay. I think
and
I got
pink
about.
Laces for them.
Oh, shit.
And I had a pink feather boa take. No, a pink feather duster that the hairdresser had taken apart and put in my hair so I looked like I had like a feather pink thing.
Oh, cute.
And I had black hair.
And then I
went to another Debs, but that was a really simple, just. It was like a real gothic, like simple
dress.
Because I was someone's date and it was their Debs.
I wore the same dress to both because I wasn't buying another dress and I didn't actually want to go and my mum made me go. So I had a long, I don't know what colour it was, pinky champagne colour. And it was just sleeveless and had a tie in the back. I didn't want to go.
So okay.
She was like, I got you this. And I was like, okay, I have to wear it. So I wore it to his as well. A funny story about Colin's Debs. We came in and I was like, we was like looking for a table and I was like, let's sit here. So I sat down and before I could sit down, I didn't realise, but the guy that like horrendously bullied Colin for like 6 years was sitting directly in front of us.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like there, and we were there. And then I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise. Like I didn't know who he was. Anyway, you know who you are. Fuck you. Colin forgave him though. I didn't.
Of course he did.
Debs
are great. Like my Debs in Colostrabrina, we left to get the bus back home.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had put the front window of the bus through.
Oh, fuck.
And we drove home from fucking Navan.
With no windscreen?
With no windscreen. It was fucking Baltic on the back of the bus.
Oh, my
someone
God.
Someone OD'd in the toilets.
Jesus!
Call an ambulance.
Oh, mine was so fucking tame.
Yeah, no, mine was like insane. Every Debs I was ever, I was at like four Debs. Every like Debs I ever went to, there was like some form of drama at it.
That's crazy.
The only one that didn't have drama on it, I went to Lorraine, my cousin's Debs, as her date.
Yeah.
And because we were two girls and we were just having, there was no drama.
Yeah.
There was like, that was actually the best crack. We literally, there was one guy, do you remember that song? Oh, 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 oh. That song was out and I don't know how, but he got the microphone in the DJ booth and every song that played,
he was like, oh,
every
oh.
song, he was like, oh, oh.
Yeah, mine, Colin's was good crack. Mine was good crack. I don't really remember. Only thing I remember about mine is one of a guy that didn't like me for years telling me he was in love with me.
Oh, stop.
And I was like, no, that's all right.
Stop it.
And he said, I said, oh, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, what did he say to me? What do you see in him? I was like, I don't know. He didn't tell me he was going to murder me because he thought I was English and I was and you, your family's Excuse in the IRA. Me? Probably that.
Yeah.
You absolute fucking freak of nature.
No.
Yeah. Thought I was English.
I went on one of my Debs. My date, his brother was my friend's date.
Oh, okay.
And we were like on the dance floor and we were all having like a great time.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, my date was like, do you wish you came here with my brother?
Okay.
And I just went
home.
What I do now? Sorry.
Let's wrap this up.
And he was like, well, I'll go home by myself.
What the fuck?
I'll go home by myself then. And I was like, yeah, go on.
Have a good night.
And I had to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
This was my first day and my first ever
no
job.
No way.
I mean,
were you hanging?
Fucking dead, man. I didn't drink then.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't like that one. That's a stupid question. What is the best Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavour? It's fish food. For me,
no,
personally. That's my favourite.
Wrong.
It's not wrong.
It is wrong.
Because it's my favourite.
I'm not telling you what one
what
is.
What one are you
going to
fucking say? Some fucking stupid one with like marshmallows and fucking stupid shit.
No,
in it.
I don't like
10,000 things in it. And then she doesn't eat any of the 10,000 things. She spits it out and just eats the ice cream.
Maybe I just like
yeah,
the taste.
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
Hang on, I'm going to tell you now.
I love fish food. If you know, if you see me, buy me Ben and Jerry's fish food because it is €7 for a tub of it and I refuse to pay that much money.
So.
Straight up, bitch.
The. Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, Sarah, that's gonna be buried in my brain.
The Ben and Jerry's macadamia nut one is one of my all-time favorite flavors. That would be number
one. Of course it is,
because
it's fucking lame.
And then I very much like the peanut butter. You know the Reese's.
Oh, okay, that's really good. Yeah.
Reese's Pieces. They're the two favorites. They're the best. Don't come for me.
Fish food.
The macadamia nut one is gone.
It's gone.
Discontinued. Too expensive.
Well, it's €7 for a fucking tub of it. They can fuck off. Have you ever made a prank phone call?
Yeah.
Of course she has.
Tons. Loads of them.
Well, I tell them the story about Colin's prank phone call. So, for a 48-hour period when I was younger, I received harassing phone calls. And the harassment was somebody kept playing Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes over the phone for like full 48 hours. I kept answering the call. Maybe that was my problem. Maybe that was my fault. But it'd be like, I'd answer the phone, I'd go, hello. And then it'd be like, who's your daddy and what does he do? Constantly for 48 fucking hours. And I was getting really stressed about it. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And it was back when you couldn't block numbers or anything. You couldn't do anything. But they would ring in a private number. And I'd be like, I just don't answer it. It's just going to be the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. So then I would answer it. And it'd be like, some fucking stupid dumbass. All I really remember is, who's your daddy and what does he do?
My friend, he's dead. Yeah, tired.
Yeah, they kept playing that one over and over again. So this went on, and I just got really upset because I was like, I don't know what's going on. So then I said on the phone, if you do this again, I'm calling the guards. I can just hear Colin laughing in the background with his shitty ex-boyfriend. They were like, it's us. They were in the same house as me doing this. And I had no clue. So yeah, that was 48 full hours. 2 days they did that for. Yeah.
But I once, Leslie won't mind me telling the story, but Leslie was in my house one night. And we watched The Grudge, the original Grudge, not the remake. And her mom and dad had gone to Spain for the summer.
Okay.
But it was like the first day that they'd left, and she was in my house. And I was like, why don't you stay over? And she's like, no, I have to go home. There's no one in the house. I have to mind the house.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, okay. Leslie lived in this great big house, and it was really spooky.
Yeah.
Anyway, she went home, and I rang her.
Oh, you didn't do the
on thing. Like multiple withheld numbers and made the like
we were all so scared of that
grudge noise, and she I then
I would call the police.
Yeah, but then I no she didn't. I then like stopped doing that at about 3 a.m.
Sarah,
I went to bed and didn't think anything
3
about it.
3 a.m. I would have shot my pants. Like,
I did this all night until about 3 a.m. And then I went to bed, didn't think anything of it. I was down in Gary's house. I think Garrett was with me when I was doing this. And like a couple of days later, I seen her, and she was like, yeah, after I left you that night, someone kept ringing my house. And I was like, all right, okay. And she was like, I got so freaked out and so scared that I walked up to my sister's house up in Clondalkin. So she knocked on her sister's door at like 2 in the morning, Sarah. Being like, or 3 in the morning, being like, someone keeps ringing the house.
Did you tell her?
Like, years later, I didn't tell her to him. Literally, she was telling me, and I was like, oh my God.
That would have freaked the fuck out of me.
I was like, that's awful. That must have been so scary. And then, like, a couple of years later, I was like, yes, that was me. Like,
I was doing that.
I was doing it.
Which celebrity do you think you look like? Your, what's her name?
Cynthia Bingo!
Kelly Clarkson. Sarah looks like Kelly Clarkson.
And I look like Sam Smith.
She doesn't look like Sam Smith. I can't. You were crazy for that. I remember the first time you said that to me, I was like, what?
Yeah, image.
You don't look like Sam Smith. What? Like, is that? That's slightly body dysmorphic.
Yeah.
Because probably. I don't know how you see that. That you, Sarah, I hold your hand while I say this. You do not look like Sam Smith. Not that there's nothing wrong with Sam Smith, but you don't look like that.
Imagine you held my hand. You were going, hold your hand. It's true.
It's true, you do.
Image.
I don't want to tell you for a long
I do
time.
Look like Kelly Clarkson.
You do very much look like Kelly Clarkson,
And
yeah.
Then because I'm a fat, round-headed person, according to everybody else, I look like anybody that's fat and round-headed and on the telly.
Yeah, like I was only saying to Sarah a while ago, it's so funny that before Adele lost all the weight, any plus size woman was compared to, they're like, you look like Adele, because that was the only plus size person that they saw in media.
I was out with my sister and my
crazy.
niece, and it was when I used to, when my hair is still like,
yeah, it's fat by the way, I was meant to say to you earlier, sorry,
I used to have my hair longer, and it was like kind of more of an auburn red.
Okay.
And it was when Adele first came out. Me and Adele don't look anything alike, nothing alike, even before she like looks like she does now. And a man came up to me in a restaurant and was like, can I get a photo with you? And I was
oh,
like,
yeah, you told me that.
And I was
what?
And he was like, can I get a photo with you? And I was like,
who do you
why?
Think
and he was like, I just think you're a great singer. And I was like, who do you think I am? And he was like, are you not Adele?
Jesus Christ.
And Michaela was like, why didn't you just lean into that?
I would not lean
I
into that.
I was like, I don't look anything like Adele.
It's just that thing where it's like any woman that is like slightly bigger than a size 10, they were like, oh, you look like Adele.
Yeah.
Or that girl from fucking... that
CSI Criminal Minds
Criminal Minds show. If you're in any way like quirky or
isn't
alternative,
that girl Mexican?
I'm not sure, I don't know.
I'm not sure that girl is like Mexican. I used to get her on a regular basis. You look like Penelope from Criminal Minds.
Penelope, that's the one.
Hey, baby girl. Baby girl. Hey, baby girl. Hey, what about you? I got Paloma Faith with you.
People always say Paloma Faith. But I think it's because she had yellow hair at some period of
time. No, it's not. It's your mouth.
She was like...
Just have to say mouth.
Do we?
Yeah.
Because that lady... Oh, the lady down at the crap shack always says it to me. She's like, Paloma Faith. I'm like, oh, it's because I have yellow hair. I know it's because I have yellow hair.
And then there was somebody else that I used to think you looked like. But it was because they had, like, those big, beautiful brown eyes.
Oh, I don't think I look like anybody
famous. There's someone that Graham has said to me that they look like Emma.
I don't think I look... I could never look at a famous person and be like, I look like that person.
Yeah, no,
you
do kind of look like Paloma Faith.
Paloma! She was at Glastonbury and she was terrible.
Was she?
Oh, she's terrible. I'm just having a look here now because what is something that is popular now but will all probably be embarrassed by years from now? Social media.
Social media.
Fully, 100%. Social media. Like, the shit people do on social media...
Like TikTok dances.
The only thing about us is we don't really have, like, we've never done anything online that is like mortifying, or someone can play back and be like, "What kind of person that is?"
I have a few bits.
I don't think you do.
Go back through my folks' Facebook posts.
See, I don't have Facebook, so.
Like,
I just think social media.
TikTok dance videos.
TikTok dance videos are just. So, did you watch that documentary on Netflix?
Was this his dance one?
Yes.
No.
So bizarre. It's so fucking weird. Like, the whole concept of what these people are doing is so strange. It's bizarre. If you watch it, I can't remember what it's called. Dancing with the Devil or something? Yeah, give it a watch. It's very odd. It's very, very strange. But yeah, I do think social media is going to be a massive...
I think this year's current fashion trends. I think people are going to look back on the year 2024 and be like, Jesus, what were we thinking?
It's so bad. Like, fashion at the moment, lads, is in the fucking toilet. Sorry, I don't mean to be terrible, but like the last 6 years, 7 years, I fully blame Balenciaga because that shit is garbage. Yep. They are laughing at you. Balenciaga are laughing at people. £600 for a roll of Scotch tape with Balenciaga as a bracelet. What the fuck are
the shoes?
They're laughing at me. Ridiculous.
The boots, the big ugly shanks.
They're just ugly.
You know those red space boots everybody was wearing?
It's not funny. It's not individual. They are laughing at you. They are going, what is the ugliest shit that we can put online that people will buy that, and then it'll be a trend and it'll sell? They're laughing at you. Like, Balenciaga, I would burn it to the ground. It is the worst label I have ever seen in my life. But then there's stuff that Loewe do that I love, that I know people will be like, that's hideous. But I love Loewe. If I had money, Loewe would be my wardrobe. But yeah, like, I do think social media is going to be a massive bone of contention for a lot of people with regards.
Especially people who, like, are marketing their kids.
Marketing their kids and marketing their relationship.
Yeah, yeah. People don't market their relationships.
I am so fucking confused by that. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand. What are you doing? And you can always see them starting it. Like, when people get together, like, especially like kind of semi-famous people, you can always see the start of them being like, oh, they're going to start marketing their relationship. Here's our entire relationship. Here's all our lives. This is our life. Then they break up. We would just appreciate your respect, our privacy. Girl, no, I ain't respecting shit. You've put your entire life on the internet.
Yeah.
And then you're asking people not to be nosy. Are you fucking dumb? Like, of course people are going to be nosy about it. Like, I will dig deep and I will find... I also love... One of the petty things that I do, and I love it, is when I know people have broken up.
Oh, you do this all the
time. And I'm so good at it.
Yeah, you'd be like, I think such and such has broken up.
I'm so good at it. I can tell immediately when a couple have broken up. And it's not even that they're like, we've broken up. It's not that. It's little things. You can always tell. If she's posting pictures of a holiday with the girls, when she generally doesn't go on holidays with the girls... They've broken up. Fully broken up. If she limits the comments on pictures of them, broken up. Like, there's so many little things around. It's real petty, but I'm like, oh, they've broken up. Because I hate people who market their relationships. I think it's garbage. I'm sorry. Yeah. Best of luck to you, but it's garbage. Do you have any secret tattoos? No. Really. Oh, I do.
Do you?
I don't tell anybody about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Emma does.
I do. Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you later.
You don't have any secret tattoos,
no,
do you?
No.
Everybody knows about your lovely tattoos. You know that one in your back is lovely and you never see it.
Which one?
The one down here.
Really?
Like, it's so pretty. We were with Summer one day and you pulled your top up and I was like, that's so pretty.
Yeah, no one ever really sees it. Sometimes it works if I'm wearing a certain pair of trousers and if I have a short t-shirt on, you can see the one on my lower back.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But the only person that ever sees it is Graham.
When he's hitting it from the back. Literally. Please take that out, Colin. I can't believe I just said that. I don't know why. That was literally just...
Leave
that. I don't know why they said that. That's
the only way Graham hits
it. I've never said anything like that. Colin, take... I don't know why I said that. I sincerely apologise to you and your husband.
Has not hit from the back since the car accident.
No.
I'm like, I'm waiting for the claim, Graham.
Let me see. What's a purchase that you immediately regretted?
Oh, so many.
I don't have any. You're like everything I've ever bought.
Everything. Well, I buy a thing and I'm immediately like, yeah, oh, I should like, bring that back.
He's the exact same. Colin's the exact same.
I have so many.
Colin is a media buyer's regret.
I once bought this pair of Dior sunglasses in New York. They cost me $685. And I bought them out of sheer insanity because I was stuck in Woodbury Common with my cousin Lorraine.
I remember,
and my cousin
Joey. You were telling me that, yeah.
And Graham
yeah.
didn't come with me. And they are real people who like shop, and I am not one
You're
of those
not one
people.
Of those people. Yeah.
I just felt like I had to buy something before we left because we'd been there for 8.5 hours. Jesus. And I walked in and these sunglasses were there and they were the dumbest things. That like fucking arms of these glasses were retractable.
I don't think I've ever seen
So they hooked around. No, sold them. They hooked around the back of your ears.
Okay.
And they looked like skiing goggles.
You did show me these.
They covered my entire head. They were dumb as fuck. And I brought them home and I was like, I can't wear them. Also, I brought them home. My nephew Leon sat on them in the back of the car. Graham fixed them. But yeah, I like literally, I got out of that place. I got out of Woodbury Common. I got back to my hotel and I was like, I can't
Why
go back
I
there
this?
And bring these back.
Yeah.
Everything I've ever bought. Everything I've ever
yeah,
bought.
You have a lot of buyer's guilt.
Like,
You have a lot of buyer's guilt.
Bought those Prada shoes in Paris and was like, oh.
Hold on a second, they were a great buy. We've worn them loads.
I've worn them tons.
You have gotten a really good wear out of them.
But yeah, no, I literally, everything that's ever in any way like a purchase, like I have to think about it.
You have to think about it.
And you have to listen to me for fucking months.
You're like, will I? I'm like, just get it.
Yeah, for months I'd be like, will I?
Just buy it, yeah.
Like the amount of websites on my phone that are full of shit in the basket.
Same, I have that as well.
I'm like, I haven't done that.
I think the only time I ever regret something is when I was meant to spend the money on something else. Where I was like, I actually should have kept that money and bought something else. Spent it on something else that I was meant to. That's the only time I feel real buyer's regret. If I'm like, oh, I have to pay that bill. But what if...
Yes. Yes.
I go to a bookshop. That I regret.
Yeah.
But otherwise, sorry, I've got the hiccups. When I buy stuff, I'm like, fuck, I don't care.
I probably... If I knew what I knew now, I probably would have regretted buying my marriage, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
So I bought a great big wedding, which costs us quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't do that again.
I've heard quite a few people say that.
Yeah, the thing about when you... Like, I had a great day and I have loads of great stories from it and it was like a real experience and I'm glad I did it. But I also don't remember it. I remember like key moments of it, but I don't remember saying I do.
Because you were in it.
Yeah,
it was just like,
I don't remember
is...
like what Graham said to me at the altar. I don't remember his vows. Graham remembers all of it. It was way more...
Were you stressed?
It sounds really awful. It feels like it was way more important to Graham than it was to me.
Why is that?
Because I just was like, it doesn't... Tomorrow, it's just the same as the day before this.
We're still
together. Nothing's going to change.
Except our like tax bracket.
That's it, except now you get a tax. So I think, but for Graham, like if I ask Graham anything about our wedding,
he remembers it all.
No, he could be lying to me because I can't remember.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things.
Like, and he was, not that I wasn't happy.
No, of course you were.
But you remember how incredibly
joyous
he was
having the best day of his
Graham.
Life.
Like Graham was like.
Graham was over the moon.
Joyous.
He was having the best day of his life, but also I think.
I wasn't stressed.
You know, you put so much into it. Sorry, I have the hiccups. You put so much into it and then it's like. It's almost like everything before is slow motion. And the day of it's sped up by 6. It's like... You know, that way. And
it feels like... For me, our wedding felt like Christmas morning.
Okay.
So you know on Christmas morning when you're not a kid anymore? It kind of is like...
Fizzles?
Yeah, it comes and it is done.
It's done.
And you're like, oh, that was nice.
And you get on with it.
But yeah, so like, I don't think I don't think I would have a big wedding. But in saying that, I loved my dress, and I would buy my dress again, and I would buy my shoes, and I felt like me in my dress.
Your dress is beautiful.
And you know, all so I loved all of that, but like, just the big fucking, let's declare our fucking love in front of everybody. Yeah, yeah. Here's 600 cupcakes.
They were delicious.
I know, but like,
also just to say, my little sister got married.
Aww.
My sister Becky got married to her lovely husband Daniel, and I just wanted to say congratulations to them on the podcast. They went to the Maldives and they got married in secret, and
in it was a good way.
Fucking awesome, and I'm so proud of them. And just to say, Becky has always been like super supportive of the podcast. So is Daniel. So just
has he? I've never seen him at a show.
He has been very supportive.
How dare you? Podcast.
So
I don't condone this one.
Sarah says no. Congratulations to you both.
No, you look so happy.
I didn't. She looked so beautiful, and Daniel was very handsome. So, just want to say that I've got the hiccups coming. 1 second.
You're not a fish. You're not a fish. You're not a fish. You are a fish. You're not a fish. What is it? You are a fish. Give me one margarita. I'ma open my legs.
What fictional character do you have beef with? I have so many. That motherfucker from that show, Sisters.
Oh, fuck me.
I've never wanted to dig the head off someone more in my life.
What's his name in that show?
I can't even remember him that much.
His name is Claes Bang. I would bang the shit out of Claes
Sarah
Bang.
Sarah would bang the shit out of Claes Bang.
All you have to be is a tall man and I'm in.
Same.
Like.
Sometimes.
He's got weird teeth as well and I really like him.
He even looks like a potato with legs. But yeah, him.
He doesn't in Dracula.
Oh yeah. I'd fucking kick the shit out of him. I hate that motherfucker. Him, I don't like. Breaking Bad, towards the end, I wanted to kill Walter White.
Did you?
Just because of Jesse and what he did to Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else do I dislike? I hate loads.
Logan.
Logan Roy is a fucking was.
Yeah.
Rest in piss. I hated him. Logan Roy, there is, like, the thing about Succession is nobody was good.
No, they're all terrible human beings.
But Logan Roy was a level of terrible.
Logan Roy was the most consistent level of terrible. Yeah. The rest of them have moments where you're like, oh, you're the way you are because of your dad.
Yep.
And Logan Roy is just like the way he is because he's Logan Roy.
Because he's Logan Roy.
And there are moments within those show where I felt terrible for, what's the boy, the main...
Oh, everybody's yelling at us again.
Fucking hell.
Everybody's yelling at us. Shiv...
Shiv
Roman. Oh my god, everybody's yelling at us.
What the fuck is his name?
We've had a bad week. Shiv Roman and... Oh my god.
Tell you now.
Sarah's going to find out. Fuck
Kendall.
Kendall Roy.
There were moments of Kendall Roy where I genuinely felt terrible for him.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, fuck this man.
It kind of took you out of the fact that he too was... awful, but you felt so bad for him that you were like, oh, it's okay that you're terrible because you're so, that man has you so fucked in the head.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Oh, This Is England, LOL's dad. The rage.
Terrifying.
The rage I felt towards that man. One of the hardest things I've ever watched, like where I was actually, my body was like anxious. There's a scene in This Is England 90. No. This Is England 88. Where Lol, if you haven't seen it, it's years old. So, where Lol confronts her father because he rapes one of her best friends. And the two of them have a fight in their sitting room.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, you could tell, because the thing about Shane Meadows when he films, he lets the actors do whatever they want. Like, it's not generally scripted. You could tell the two of them were so upset. Like, she was physically shaking. It was that thing where you're like she was doing that. And there's that scene where he attacks her.
Yeah.
And then... what's his name comes in and takes the blame.
Yeah,
that scene, man, that scene fucked me up for days. Like,
that scene, and you know the where she's then imagining him.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking This Is England is a goddamn masterpiece. That movie and the two seasons of the television show are fucking untouchably good. Like, but that I
feel that way about every character in Dead Man's Shoes.
Oh my god. That fucking film!
That film has stayed with me my entire life.
He just writes things that you can't get out of your head.
No, I went to, if you've never seen Dead Man Shoes, there's two movies, Dead Man Shoes, not the one with Susan Sarandon in it.
There is the Shane Meadows.
The Shane Meadows movie, and Paddy Constantine is in it. Oh my. I'm not going to tell you what happens in it because there's a big twist in it. I watched that movie and one, you have to be in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, massively.
But I remember the first time I saw that movie and then just being like, that is a masterpiece.
Yes, it's perfect.
Like, a masterpiece. No, nobody's talked about it. People don't really talk about it. It's one of those movies that kind of went under the radar. It's,
whenever I see lists of like the best movies ever, I rarely see Shane Meadows mentioned. And he should be mentioned because that man can't miss.
No.
Like, he has not missed. He's so good. And the thing about Shane Meadows is when he makes something, it's like you're experiencing life. You know, sometimes when you watch a movie, you're like, oh, that was a movie.
Yeah.
This is like you're in life and it's just happening around you. But that motherfucker from This Is England, that actor actually is so lovely. I watched an interview with him.
Oh, really?
And he's such a lovely man. And they were all the other actors were saying like, he's such a gent and such a sweet guy. And then when they click, say action, he's just this demon of a human being. But him, I hated him so much. I was so glad when he died. I have tons. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now, but I just like
Tony
so many...
Soprano's mom.
Oh, that witch.
Oh, what's her name?
I can't remember. That witch.
Like
I want to feel sorry for a mobster, but his mom and dad are so fucked. Like,
so fucked.
Like, most people, like, The Sopranos is fucking so good, man. The Sopranos is perfect. And I didn't watch Sopranos till years later. I want to watch The Wire.
Oh, I watched The Wire.
I've never watched The Wire.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because I love the Baltimore accent. I love how they talk. They don't say two, they say two. The Wire
break your heart. And then, the third season is on docks and it gets a bit, like, you don't really care as much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because they're white people.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? You're like, you deserve this.
You deserve it, Tom. But yeah, I think they're mine. I have tons. I'll watch shows and I'll be like, I'm so angry, I want this motherfucker dead. Like,
yeah, the guy from Bad Sisters. Oh my
god. He?
Oh!
Is the
worst.
The worst. Like,
I don't really like Harry Potter. It's not my thing, but the fucking principal in Harry Potter, I've never watched Harry Potter. The L one. The little granny L one.
Is she a bitch?
A fucking bitch!
I've never watched it. I don't know. Ripper on
bitch. The king from Game of Thrones, the little
Joffrey. Yeah, I stopped watching after Joffrey, but he's a demon.
Yeah,
a little bastard. Yeah, I have tons of
Nidge.
Never watched Love It. But isn't he really posh in real life?
Yeah, really posh. We seen him. Remember, we were coming home from Las Vegas.
We did see him.
I didn't throw him. His kid threw up on the floor. And they just left it there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, remember?
We've never done that, have we?
I've never thrown up on the floor in the terminal.
Yeah, but if you did,
I would just left there.
I would have ran and got tissue. Like, but yeah, his kid fucking vomited everywhere. What is one band or musician you would love to party with? I don't like that. I do like musicians. Musicians are lovely people. I'm just not into like being in a room with a lot of them. That wouldn't be my idea of fun. Although female musicians, I take that back. Kathleen Hanna.
Yeah, Kathleen.
I want to party with Kathleen Hanna and Toby Vail and ask Toby Vail tons of questions and Kathleen Hanna tons of questions. So them, probably.
No, I wouldn't hang out with you, by the way. I won't be with you in the room.
Why?
If we were in that room,
I'd be like, oh my god.
And you started to like ask them questions, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know her.
Cindy Wilson from the B-52s.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Katie Pearson from the B-52s. Definitely. Okay, you know what? I take it back. I would like, there are musicians that I would like to hang out with.
I'd like to
mainly
do heroin.
Gay and queer artists.
I'd like to do heroin with Phil in it.
No, you wouldn't. That is, no. Take that back immediately.
Tonight is going to be a jailbreak.
Sarah's just gooning in the corner.
Somewhere in this town.
Yeah, I would like to hang out with mainly queer and gay artists. That would be my thing. I don't think I'd like to hang out with a lot of straight men musicians. I'm sure they're lovely.
I'd like to hang out with the Beastie Boys. All of them. Even the dead one.
Yuck.
I'd really like to hang out with the Beastie Boys after they got cool. Do you know what I mean? After he stopped harassing women.
Harassing women. Yeah, when they moved on, he married a feminist and was like, oopsie.
I'd like to hang out with... Do you know who I'd like to hang out with?
Who?
They're not musicians, but the NYC sidewalk street talk people.
They?
Ding dong!
Kill me.
Bing bong!
Have you seen that video of them outside the New York Knicks game?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Honestly, I don't care.
My favorite people are crazy. I love them. Yeah, would I fear for my safety a little bit? Maybe.
When they did the big snowball fight in Central Park, I'm just so giving anything in my life to be there.
I would, yeah. They're the people I would...
Big girl winner.
I'd also love to hang out with Matty Matheson.
Oh, yes. Matty Matheson just seems like such a good
one. And then make him leave his wife and marry me. No, I'm joking.
I'd like to hang out with Matty Matheson and I'd like to cook him something and him go, that's really good.
Can I just say, I love fat men. Listen to me. There is a picture of John Goodman on the internet. Now, it's photoshopped.
Stop it.
But there's a picture of John Goodman on the internet wearing a grey t-shirt with the Black Flag logo is on it. It's not real. And he's carrying a pizza. If you look like that, DM me. I love fat men. Are so hot.
She put this up and she was like, listen.
Listen. Him as Fred Flintstone. Ma'am. Till the room stinks. I love fat men. Matty Matheson is so fucking attractive.
You do really like Matty
Matheson. I love big dudes. This is the thing about fat men are like, women don't like us. I like you. I don't give a fuck if you're fat. I think fat men are so hot. There's something just so intrinsically hot about them. I can't. But yeah, John Goodman back in the day. He's all skinny now. I don't care about him. I'm sure it's for his health or whatever, blah, blah. But John Goodman back. John Goodman and Roseanne?
No.
100%.
Absolutely.
The scene where Jackie's boyfriend beats her up and he grabs his coat.
Yeah.
I said I'd be sucking his dick in that truck. I am so attracted to John Goodman. And I'm a John Goodman truther and I would stand in my truth. I need to speak my truth. And I would fuck the shit out of John Goodman. And if you look like John Goodman, DM me.
Anyway,
should we do one more? Have you or someone you know seen your doppelganger? Let me tell you a story. And Steve and Colin can attest to this. Remember the Epicurean Centre in town?
Yeah.
It was like,
I know.
You know where the Epicurean Centre
was? Once went in there, very hungover. Bought some fish and chips and some cunt had gone around and opened a bottle of the salt shaker.
This is beyond the emotional breakdown.
And I went to put salt away and it went, just covered my fish in salt. And
you cried.
And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
That was so funny. Kevin was like, she cried. But we went into the Epicurean Centre one day, hand to God. And when you walked in the door, there was the tables in front. There was a girl sitting at one of the tables and she was dressed like you know those girls that is it called Lolita fashion?
Yeah.
Dressed in Lolita fashion. She had my face.
Stop.
And I'll tell you, I knew she had my face because the three of us just looked at each other and they were like, Emma, she looks exactly like you. It was the fucking weirdest thing I have ever experienced.
No way.
Like Sarah, she had my face. And I was just like, I can't even look at her. Like, and I didn't say anything. And they just looked at me and they were like, what the fuck? And ask Colin. I don't know if Colin remembers, but Steve and Colin were with me. And the three of us were like, oh my God, that girl is your literal doppelganger.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's, I'm not the thing, doppelganger, but just it was someone that I was like, what the fuck? She was wearing a pink dress and she had like a pink umbrella.
Yeah.
She had the good ribbons in her hair. She was like Lolita fashion. But she just turned and I was like, what the fuck? And the three of us just like went like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen anybody that you're like, that person looks exactly like me? I've seen someone that looks like me.
I have face blindness.
Jesus Christ.
I do. You know what I'm like.
I've seen people that look like you. I saw someone a while ago in an airport that looked exactly like Graham to the point that I thought it was Graham.
Oh, really?
Genuinely thought it was Graham Ellie. Same build, same hair, same face. And I was like, is that? And I kept like being like, is that Graham?
In the airport by himself?
But that's why I was like, it can't be Graham.
Yeah, no.
I was coming out, leaving Edinburgh. And I was like, and then it wasn't obviously, but like it looked exactly like Graham.
I've never seen anybody that looks like me.
I've seen people that look like you.
Really?
Yeah, I've definitely seen people that look like you. Yeah, 100%.
Rachel said that she saw a girl in Kildare coming down the road and she said she was dressed like me to the point where
you were like, is that
Rachel
her?
Was like, rang me to be like, are you in Kildare? And I was like, no. And I was.
That is not me.
I was.
You
were,
no, and it was you. Let me see one more and then we'll call it a day. Ba 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 ba. I'm trying to find a good one. I don't want to get one that will annoy you, because I know the questions that will annoy you.
I don't like, I'm not in an annoyable mood.
No, I know questions that will piss you off.
Like what?
Like, if you could be a horse or a duck. Like, yeah, fuck no. Off. You hate
see
those
that
questions.
Nonsense. See, Flavio, if you could fight a bear or a whale, I want to kill myself
I
now.
I want to kill myself. I want to find a good
What's
one.
What's the point in those questions?
People just love those questions.
Sometimes Lily just be like, if you could...
Yeah, you see, but that's a child question. That's what I'm saying. Like, people, men
would
love...
You, if you could have fingers for toes or toes for fingers...
That's on this.
What would you... Fuck off, Lily.
Yeah, but that's... But that's
the fuck out of bed while I'm taking a shit, right?
Mother is pushing right now. She's straining. Which celebrity... What celebrity is your nemesis? Do you have a celebrity on this?
Floats. You know
you
I do.
Have, yeah, you have tons of them.
So, J-Lo used to be the... I'm your Venus... I'm your fire, shave your legs. Anyway, she used to be the shave your leg lady. I never liked J-Lo. I never liked her. Just something about her. Fake ass bitch. That's my opinion. She's a nemesis. Then my other nemesis, there's a lady that Emma always tells me is my nemesis. But let's wait for her to come back to tell me. Then Peter Andre. Telling you now.
Sarah! That's liable.
I didn't say it.
Okay, good.
Peter Andre has done something. I don't know what
Sarah!
It is, but he has. The dad from Seven to Heaven before he was a paedophile.
Oh yeah, I hate that guy.
I've always hated that guy. What's the lady that I have an she's my actual nemesis. She'd just be hanging around. Colin says she's nice. Peter Andre, dad from Seven to Heaven. J-Lo.
J-Lo is one of mine. All the Kardashians are
Kardashians.
One of mine. Travis Barker, can't stand him.
I don't really care for Travis.
Can't stand him. I'm sure he's lovely. He just irritates me. He irritates me because he's like... Anyway, it doesn't matter why he irritates me. I just don't like him. But yeah, all the Kardashians, they give me like... I can't deal with looking at them. Like when they're on anything, I immediately like turn the shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of J-Lo's definitely one of mine. Because also, they are definitely getting a divorce.
I don't know.
They are, 100%. 100%, no smoke without fire.
Do you think they're just saving face because it'll look stupid if they get divorced? Mm-hmm.
He's so dumb, yet so smart.
And so done with everybody.
Like,
he seems so done
with
her.
Get out of Hollywood, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, he hates his life.
Does not want to be doing it. Like, you can tell. Not even like the pictures, like, he looks sad. He does not want to be...
I love Graham Leddy with all my heart, but he reminds me of Graham in every photo. What, you know when he's getting out of things and he's like, oh, fuck me. You know, when he's just anywhere.
Yeah.
That's Graham.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Ben Affleck does not want this life. Somehow, once again, he is falling into this life that he doesn't want. What are they doing? Anyway, like, I don't care. Fuck them. But yeah, like, mainly for me, anything to do with, like, reality television shows, I can't do it. I don't get it. Also, just to mention, I know that we've had the fun. In the last couple of weeks, Ireland has experienced an onslaught of the worst judicial choices I have ever seen in my entire fucking life, where the brutal attack and assault of a young woman by a member of our military, the gentleman walked free with a slap on the wrist and a fine for attacking a woman so badly that he knocked her out and then bragged about it on Snapchat to his friends, denied that he did it, and only admitted his guilt when CCTV footage was shown to him of him, said word for word that she started it.
Yeah.
Only admitted his guilt when the CCTV footage was shown to him. This girl had to deal with this horrific life altering thing that happened to her for 2 years, then went to court and was told by a judge she should be grateful that he admitted guilt.
Yeah.
That it didn't have to go through a jury, and then gave him a suspended sentence and a 3 grand fine and was like, away you go, because we don't affect your life in the army.
Yeah.
So I believe her name is Natasha O'Brien.
Yeah.
Can you check that? Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Natasha O'Brien is an incredible figurehead, and she is taking zero shit. She's not quiet. She's speaking up. So it's bothering the far right now to the point that they think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
To be
I was on so many people. There was one I actually would have loved a shutter screen grabbed, where there was people being like, this is a ploy by the Irish government to make Irish men look bad. I just wrote saying Irish men do that by themselves.
Do that by themselves. So they're basically saying the reason that Natasha is a pawn in the Irish government's game, because then we if we talk about Irish men, we'll ignore all the unvetted males coming into the country, or some such far-right, Third Reich bullshit that the men of this country and women of this country are spouting. She's a phenomenal human being. I hope she keeps screaming. I hope she keeps shouting, because you can gradually see the people that actually do not care about the abuses these women suffer start to get annoyed because she won't shut up and it's bothering them. Also, another lady in Mullingar, whose name I'm going to get, I can't remember her name, I'm so sorry.
Who was raped?
Mullingar. Sorry, I just want to make sure that I have the name correct, because also that other guy's name is, what's his name, Graham Crotty, is it?
Brian Crotty, sorry.
So the girl in Mullingar, sorry, I'm so afraid of giving incorrect names. Blonid Rally is a lady who lives in Mullingar. 5 years ago was raped by a piece of shit named Jonathan Moran. Jonathan Moran decided to lock Blonid in a shed, shove her head against the shed, trigger warnings for this, and anally and vaginally rape her with bottles.
Yeah. And he went on to play rugby and then continued
his normal life for 5 years, knowing what he had done to her. Yeah. Her brother was on the rugby team, I believe, and had to leave because I'm pretty sure he's going to murder him, which I personally would have done. This girl sat for 5 years with her life ruined, and this motherfucker walked around like nothing had happened. Yeah. Blonid waived her anonymity.
Yep.
So that piece of crap was sentenced to 9 years in prison, which honestly, I feel should be longer because there's something wrong with him. Like, rape is horrific. Rape is beyond anything I could comprehend, regardless of what the rape is. But when you start using objects, there's something very, very wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is a sign, that's psychopathy, when you are using objects to hurt another human being. So at least that motherfucker got 9 years, but the...
I'm just going to say something. He only got 9 years because of the...
Of what's currently happening.
Because of the uproar that has taken place.
Also, the judge who tried Natasha's case just retired.
Yeah, and also has a history of a similar...
A vast history of this bullshit. So just to say those two women are incredible, to waive your anonymity and say, I want other people to understand that you can't do this.
Yeah.
And I also want other people to understand that I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to shout about it. And to watch how men in this country, still to this day, are treated on a higher plane than women. To be told, we don't want your job to be affected in the army, so we're not going to put you in jail. But this girl's life is now currently fucking destroyed. And she can't work because she has PTSD. But we don't care about that. To use the words, you should be grateful that he pled guilty.
So, yeah. David O'Gorman, in 2020... He's a serving Irish naval officer, punched his former girlfriend in the head with both hands so violently that he left her with one of her eyes permanently displaced.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And she feared for her life. Last summer, he pleaded guilty to the assault, causing harm. Today, he's still in the Defence Forces.
Yep.
The judge in the case was Tom O'Donnell.
Yep.
Is the same judge who last week gave soldier Cathal Crawhey a controversial, lenient suspended sentence and stated that he had no doubt that if Crawhey were jailed, his army career would be over. In 2023, investigation described the Defence Forces as resistant to change, with out-of-date HR policies and procedures, and simply not fit for purpose in tackling unacceptable behaviour, bullying, discrimination and harassment, and sexual harassment. And last year, me and Emma spoke openly about women who had come forward in the Defence Forces to say that when they were joining the Defence Forces, they were told things like, sleep with a bed up against your door, accept that you're going to be treated in like a sexually violent way, that's just part of life here. There was girls who, when joining the Defence Forces, their brothers who were also in the Defence Forces were giving them like padlocks to put on their bedroom door to keep them safe. We had one individual that came forward and spoke about what happened to her, and she was raped, and she pretty much had to leave the Defence Forces, and the guy who did it to her was still in the Defence Forces. The 2023 investigation into the Defence Forces came with the hope of change, but where is it? Two serving officers who pleaded guilty to violently beating a woman sentenced by the same judge have walked free and then allowed to continue their careers in the Irish Defence Forces. My understanding is that that Cathal Crahy fella, mm-hmm. is there's now like an investigation.
I heard that,
and he
yeah.
more than likely is going to lose his job.
Yeah.
The defence forces came forward in both cases and said that because it was going through the judicial system that they wouldn't make a decision until that had happened.
Yep.
But HR experts have came forward and was like, that's just a cop-out.
Yeah.
Generally, you'd suspend somebody until...
And the Irish government need to start making major changes in the rules and regulations within our military and within our army and defence forces.
Yeah.
Because they are the most archaic, old-fashioned bullshit. You cannot keep the same laws that you have from 100 years ago in our current climate and world. That is not feasible or possible.
Yeah.
Women were nothing back then. We're still nothing, but now they have to pretend we're something. But just to say to Natasha and Blonad, like, I don't know, you're incredibly brave and we're so sorry this happened to you. And we're so sorry your lives are being torn apart on the internet by fucking incels and far right crazy people. For people on the far right are fucking insane. They're insane. You cannot talk to them. These are flat earther fucking lunatics. But yeah. Natasha's amazing and I could see the shift...
Oh,
of like, oh, she's so brave too. Oh, she's still talking. She needs to stop talking yeah. now, because you're taking away from the fact that we're saying that all foreign people are bad, and now you're saying Irish people are bad.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. She's a pawn yeah. by the government. They think it's a conspiracy. They think a case that was tried in a court of law with photographic and video evidence of a girl being beaten is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't help. You can't help these people.
Yeah.
But anyway, just to say,
just FYI, Cathal was not alone. He was with his friends.
No, and also Natasha stood in because he was screaming homophobic slurs at somebody on the street.
Yeah, he was screaming homophobic, and she stood in, and then he violently assaulted her, and then his friends that were there with him did nothing.
Did nothing.
Didn't stop anything, and then he sent Snapchats and that said two to put her down, two to knock her out.
I saw a tweet from a woman today. A woman. Who said that Natasha should have minded her own business, and why was she getting involved, and, you know, gay people have done bad things, so maybe he was...
Yeah.
Anyway, Natasha's incredible. Blondin is amazing. I hope the two of them have good lives from now on. I hope they're never hurt again. And I don't think people grasp the level of PTSD you get from these things.
There's people putting up, like, pictures of her out two weeks after... being like, oh, where's the psychological trauma here?
Who gives a fuck? You don't... Tell me you don't understand how the human mind works without telling me you don't understand how the fucking... It's like when that girl was raped by those rugby players in the north.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she was out a week later. And...
Like...
People compartmentalise. Awful things happen to people every day. Look at the people of Palestine. They get up in the morning and cook for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to keep living. Like, anyway, free Palestine. Also, fuck Israel.
Fuck Israel.
Fuck anybody who supports Israel. I don't give a fuck at this point. I don't care. Fuck Israel. Burn that shit to the ground. We are in hell. We are in literal hell. Like, I don't even know what to do or say anymore. To all the artists at Glastonbury who spoke up and used their space, Kneecap, what's the Irish band? Lancome, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Incredible. Thank you for speaking up, because a lot of other artists said nothing. Bob Villain. Fair play.
Idols.
I'm not sure who else, but just these are the artists that I saw. I mean, it's a massive corporate event. Like, I understand that, but just to use the space and time you have to be like, I want to talk about this terrible thing happening. So, always the Irish. Always the Irish. Thank you. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. And I hope everybody has a lovely week.
Yeah, sorry this isn't a normal podcast, but I don't give a shit.
Everything's gone to fuck again.
Yeah.
I'm sure people understand. Like, I know there are people that are in the exact same positions that we're in that are like, everything's gone fuck. So yeah. I get it.
It's also like, not to sound like fuck it, it's so difficult with everything that's going on to then be like, right, I'm going to research a case about murder. Because we're literally watching a genocide happen in real time. Yep. Like, I'm watching Basan and she is...
Broken.
You can see her just like...
That girl is broken.
Getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And who could blame her?
Who could blame her?
Like, because this isn't ending. No, it's not ending. Helping.
It's not ending until they annihilate Palestine.
Yeah.
That is the end goal. They want Palestine gone. And we're just watching it happen. Yeah. And I don't know what to do.
No.
I don't know what to do. I don't know.
To all our American friends who are currently in a situation where they've got those two...
Sorry.
Dead people running for election.
Sorry.
We are so sorry. And we know that it must be so incredibly stressful and so incredibly difficult.
So we're sorry.
So we are really sorry.
The people of France who are currently dealing with the fact that a far-right government is probably going to be in power. We're sorry to the people of the UK.
Labour, the new Tory, man.
Labour, the new Tory.
Like, what do we fucking do? New Tories.
What do we do? What do we do? Like, what do we do? It's like, hey, do you want this cancer or this cancer?
Yeah.
Take a pick. Like, what do we do? Do you want this awful thing or this awful thing? They're both awful, equally. Which one do you want?
Like, Nikita rang me your name. Excuse me. She was like, who do I vote for? And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Why are people ringing you?
Like,
girl, I don't live in your country.
Anyway.
But yeah, listen, as down as this is, we hope that you're looking after yourselves and you're eating and you're resting and you're doing what you need to do and you're going on your computers in the morning to do your job even though the world is falling apart.
Yeah, and you're doing other things. As much as Emmett is liking to bring the fucking mood down.
I do love to bring the mood down.
You're doing other things. Like, I know all of that's happening in the world and I know it's terrible and I know it's fucking horrific and I know you feel hopeless and small and incapable of affecting change. But keep sharing, keep talking about it. That will affect change. And keep living your life and doing the things that you want to do and that you love to do and that make you happy. Because if you don't, you're not going to be around any longer talk about the things that we need people to talk about.
And send us money.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to put our PayPal link at the end of this.
Please give us money.
Please do change. We need money. We're very poor. No, but as Sarah said, the lovely thing Sarah said there, do all those things. And we'll talk to you next week.
It's been real nice now.
Say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Collie! Is he asleep?
He's got chronic fatigue.
Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane.
Lives in a house with a daughter, Lily, and her husband, Graham. He's the guy who won't divulge their second name. Cause the second name, if I get us caught up in the middle of a gangland killing spree, yeah, now dig this Emma man. In a flat with a gay car, calling and a couple of cats. Got a saucer full of very nice dresses and 100 hats. Colin's making plans, gonna sing a silly song, push a card, talk for a little while, not for long. I know you like to throw on some Jenny Lowe. Saddle up them sexy horses, yo, the kids from MMI.